Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly health news podcast for November 28th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I hope you have less turkey left over than we do. On this day in 1907, Louis B. Mayer opened his first movie theater. In 1920, Douglas Fairbanks stars in his first swashbuckling role. In 1925, the Grand Ole Opry opens, and in 1520, Magellan reaches the Pacific from the Atlantic, sailing through the now-called Straits of Magellan. And talking about great exploration, here's the health news. New research into the effect of sex hormones on atherosclerosis, thickening of the arteries, helps explain why men are more likely to develop heart disease than women. According to a study out of Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, men with higher testosterone levels and women with higher estrogen levels are more likely to develop atherosclerotic plaque in their arteries, making them more susceptible to heart disease. Eventually, it may become as important to test hormone levels as it is to test cholesterol levels. The greatest risk was in men 55 and over with the highest testosterone levels. The interesting thing is that most of the sex hormones are made from cholesterol. And talking about hormones, here's a really interesting story about a totally different type of hormone called PACAP27. According to the researchers, the hormone PACAP27 acts as a brain protector that can reverse the symptoms of both Alzheimer's and stroke. It seems that the problem is trying to figure out how to get this hormone into the brain in the first place because of a roadblock that stops PACAP27 from getting to where in the brain it needs to go. According to the report, these researchers have now figured out a way to get through the roadblock. Although the process has only been done in mice, the implications of the therapy are very promising. I wonder why it is so difficult to get this hormone into the brain. Seems like if they would use the same road as alcohol, they would get in no problem. And when I come back, we'll take a look at the old saying, you are as old as your arteries, and some new and interesting statistics from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
The old saying, you are as old as your arteries, means that the state and health of your arteries is more important than your actual age when it comes to the risk of heart disease and stroke. Well, a new study looking at overweight and obese children 6 to 19 years of age found that these children had the arteries of an unhealthy 45-year-old. Unfortunately, with their high levels of cholesterol and high levels of triglycerides, these children also have the heart attack and stroke risk of someone in their mid-40s. There is also a saying that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, and I think if we were to look a little further, we would see where the real problem lies. And our last story of the day comes out of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. For the first time since World War I, the number of Americans that smoke has dropped below 20%. Amazingly, when they issued the first report of the health hazards of smoking, a whopping 42% of all Americans smoke cigarettes. Unfortunately, cigarette smoking still claims the lives of 500,000 people each year and costs us $193 billion in healthcare costs. Between what parents are letting their children eat and drink and what it is costing us in healthcare costs for cigarette smokers each year, I think I may have figured out a way to at least solve the financial crisis in healthcare that is drowning American corporations right now. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Babies are always born with blue eyes. The color of your eyes depends on the genes you get from your parents, but at birth, most babies appear to have blue eyes. The reason behind this is the pigment melanin, The melanin in a newborn's eyes often needs time after birth to be fully deposited or to be darkened by exposure to ultraviolet light, later revealing the baby's true eye color. Gee, I never knew that. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockel. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.